This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What are we going to talk to him about?
Football.
I think that would be correct.
College football?
There's Andy Baskin. He never misses a beat, man.
Yeah, you know, I was first in my Mensa class last night.
I don't doubt that at all. Mm-hmm. I'm Jeff Phelps, 216-474-0092, number to join us. This is not a Shedeur Sanders conversation. It's a Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, Buffalo's in town, visiting the Browns. Could you possibly take a wide receiver slash corner, thinking he's a generational talent, and find your quarterback elsewhere if Abdul Carter and or Cam Ward are still on the board?
Could I? Yes.
Because
yes,
one of them will be. Right? Unless the Browns trade down, they will have either Cam Ward or Abdul Carter.
I thought it was interesting because I was just watching NFL Network. They have him going fifth. I think the Jacksonville's already Jacksonville.
Have who going fifth? Travis Hunter?
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, that's been a good landing spot for him in a lot of mock drafts.
Yeah, I think you could be onto something with a generational talent though. I think whoever picks him is going to be happy and happy for many years. The question is going to be, is he going to have to lean into one side of the ball? Eventually, at some point, don't you think that he'll either be just offense or just defense?
Well, see, that's the question, and I want your heartfelt opinions on this, fellas.
I think he's a 2-for-1, man. I would, if the Browns drafted him at 2, I would not be mad.
Is he a 2-for-1, or does he not do one of them well enough?
I think he does both very well.
Well, that's the question that a team is going to have to answer. Does he do both of them well enough that you just think, oh my God? He could be a first round pick at either position.
The only obstacle in his way, I think, is a coaching staff. A coaching staff that's so arrogant that they'll be like, I can only play offense. He can only play defense. And that you have to have a head coach who is open minded enough to say, you know what? We could get a lot out of this guy. He's talented on both sides of the ball. Let's use him on both sides of the ball. Let's be smart about it, though. Let's be smart about it so we don't burn him out by the end of the game or, you know, 10 weeks into the season when you hit that rookie wall. So you're going to have to be smart about it, but you need to be on a coaching staff that's bright enough to see that he can do both sides of the ball. You know as well as I do that sometimes you get into a coaching staff that's just like, no way, he's a defensive back. No way, he's a wide receiver. And you get into these coaching arguments among your staff, and then someone's so old school, no, you can only play on one, that you can't. Someone's got to be open-minded enough about him and his abilities to play on both sides of the ball. And the staff has to, too. That's the problem. You make one mistake as a defensive back, and they say, I told you he was a wide receiver, or you drop two passes in a game. I told you he was a defensive back. That goes down in every coaching room in the world.
Abdul Carter also here today, and Cam Ward coming in tomorrow. You think those three guys are sitting out there like, good Lord, hope these guys don't take me. Do you think that's the conversation, or do you think the conversation
is... If you really
is,
thought that, why would you even come? Just say, I'll pass.
I would think you would show up because, man, there's an opportunity to make a lot of money in a great place to live.
They're going
to
make
great place to work. The organization probably, I think, has a rep that's undeserved with some people.
Are you trying to be Chambers of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce President Jeff Phelps?
No.
Hey, look, if
Andy,
you really,
I love
you
it
really,
here. You love it here.
I
we,
do too.
We know what a great place this is to live.
I know.
We know all the former Browns who live all throughout Northeast Ohio.
I'll bet
there are more former Browns who live here who aren't from here than Cavaliers and Guardians combined.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Of course, there are a lot more guys on the team. But
you're putting two teams together. That's why I was waiting for you to. You had to put Cavs and Guardians slash Indians together.
I would think that these guys, and nice that we rolled out Chamber of Commerce weather today.
Oh,
in
we
March.
Did. Good job.
That worked out well.
Way to go.
So I think that's a good thing.
It's a good thing we're paying for that weather.
Dano, is the guy not good enough, Travis Hunter, at one or the other, to be under consideration for two? And is it a quirky thing that he does both, and that's why he's under consideration for two? I can't wait to hear what Gary Barnett says about it.
I think the guy's just an insane athlete.
I do, too.
I think it's just that easy. And I don't think this is a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. I think this is a guy who is just an unbelievable athlete and an insane specimen. And especially, who was his head coach? His coach was Deion. Deion had a couple offensive plays in his day as well. He also turned around and played baseball a little bit. And if Deion's saying this guy's a freak athlete that you can play on both sides of the ball, dude's a freak athlete who can play on both sides of the ball. And it brings me to my better question with this too. It seems like this Browns team needs blue chippers. You know what I mean when I say that?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
You just need some big time players.
Can I backtrack just one second? When you talk about, like, I think most great athletes that are football players can play both sides of the ball. I think they get forced in college to pick a side of the ball rather than try to work, because no one wants a two-way player because you think you're too tired if you're playing at the highest level. I can understand that. But I think almost, you know, if you're a blue-chip player coming out of high school, you should be able to play both ways on either side of the ball, probably because your high school coach had you playing both ways because they were like, I don't want this kid off the field. Why wouldn't they? And I think any college athlete that's in a situation where they're able to, any college football athlete that's able to push their way through onto the onto that level and convince the coach that they need to play on both sides of the ball, bravo to them. That's extremely difficult. Why? Because a lot of coaches don't see the advantage of having a guy play both ways. I don't have any problem with this at all. Again, talk about it. If you look at all the good, really, really good high school players that are out there, they play on both sides of the ball, or they can. They've got the possibility to do so.
If you can play football, it's not until down the road, Andy, where I think you get locked into a spot, and it's usually in the pro game, and we all understand why.
Mm-hmm.
If the Browns determine one of these quarterbacks is not the right guy, who's to say Travis Hunter isn't going to have a better career than Abdul Carter? If they were to draft him, I would think, well, this will be fun. I think this team needs wide receiver help like crazy. I don't care who the quarterback is. Jerry Jeudy's not enough. And Cedric Tillman hasn't shown enough. He was good with Jameis, then he got hurt.
Yeah.
You need bodies at wide receiver. And the Browns said we view him as a receiver first.
Okay. Look, if you wanted to be a primary receiver and a secondary defensive back, I mean, think about it. We use these guys in two spots all the time, too. Now, a lot of these guys are, especially if they're not superstars, they're playing both offense or defense and special teams. So, if they want to look at him as a wide receiver primary and a defensive back secondary, that's fine, too. I actually would probably look at him the other way around. I would look at him as a defensive back first and then pick your battle and pick your spots on offense. Going to three wide receivers? Yep, we want them in. You know, or it's third and five? Yep, we want them in. Possession? I don't know. Burner? Whatever you want. However you want to look at him, you just got to pick your battles. And then you got to wonder if the other team's going to think, look, he's in. They're going to go to him. But that's a worry for down the road. I think it's a luxury to
take
him.
What would you rather see him play more? Because, you know, at the pro level, even if some team wants him to play both, he's going to play one more than the other. One of them, he'll be a situational player.
Right.
I think you could have the biggest impact as a wide receiver. In the game today, the way that wide receivers are able to dominate a game, I mean, think of Ja'Marr Chase. Think of T. Higgins in Cincinnati. Think of what they do for Joe Burrow. I would play him at wide receiver and have corner as his secondary position. Only based on the value of the position. I know corners, you know, corners can slow down receivers.
I guess it depends on how you feel about your own wide receivers. Does that make sense? How do you feel about your current core of wide receivers? Where does he drop in if you put him in there immediately?
He'd be number two here.
Right.
With a chance to be number one.
If he moves into that number one spot, then maybe you're backing him off defense. But having the option, I think, is a major tool in your belt.
Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Up, Bill.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Great. Great discussions you guys are having. I would have him play offense. I wouldn't have him play both ways. I think the limiting factor is, and maybe I'm being too protective here, is injury factor. Yeah. If he's going to get injured, I want him to get injured on offense, where I think he's a more productive player.
Probably a bigger impact on the game, right, Bill, in theory?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. But, hey, listen, this is a discussion that can go on because he's a great athlete.
Right.
The other thing is Jeff, I'm going to take back that honorary Missourian certificate I gave you.
Okay, good.
Andy, you get to keep it, and Dan, you get to keep it still. Gary Barnett, thank you. Gary Barnett, come on now, graduate of the University of Missouri.
Hey!
Come on, went to Parkway Central High School.
Parkway Central.
Same high school my wife went to.
Oh! Yeah. I'm writing it down, I'm going to drop that on him, Bill. You got to listen.
Played under Dan Devine. Played with Mel Gray and Roger Worley.
Oh, Mel Gray and Roger Worley. Couple of Cardinals.
So, they had some pretty good teams back in the day.
Parkway Central, did you say?
Parkway Central.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But a very good coach, a pretty bright guy. But I think the big question I would have, and I'm just throwing this by you, if I had Shedeur Sanders as the agent, I would have him talk to players that have played. I would have him talk to Myles Garrett and just say, what's going on here? Because I do think, I don't think he's a whiner. I think he's realistic. I think he would give a pretty reasonable assessment. The other one is development of quarterback. And I don't know who you would turn to that they've developed that I would turn to and say, go talk to this guy. It certainly wouldn't be the quarterback we drafted in the first place.
Baker
Mayfield.
There you go.
Because that was a toxic relationship.
Yeah, Bill, thank you. How soon we forget. Dana's got some news.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The Raiders have informed quarterback Gardner Minshew they'll release him when the new league year begins next Wednesday, per sources. So add Uncle Rico to the list.
Okay. Sounds like a segment for later in the week, doesn't it? Gary Barnett, former football player at Parkway Central High School, went to Missouri. Coach at Northwestern and Colorado, now a radio analyst for the Colorado Buffaloes. In other words, he watched Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders. Gary's next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gentleman who was the color analyst this season and in the past for the Colorado Buffaloes, former head coach at Colorado, former head coach at Northwestern. Joining us right now here on Baskin & Phelps, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's Mr. Gary Barnett. Gary, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Coach.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning, guys.
I'm Jeff. That's Andy. We just had a friend of ours call the show, one of our callers, Bill, who said, hey, Gary Barnett went to Parkway Central. My wife went to Parkway Central. He's Bill from Missouri. He always makes sure that he gets the Missouri plugs in. So there's a Parkway Central shout-out today.
Go Colts. Way to go. Actually, I'm so old, it was only Parkway when we went there. It is now Central, but there was only one.
Oh, that's funny. So we have two Buffaloes in town today. And one of them, everybody says, is a generational talent. And he can play two positions in the NFL. And the other guy is anywhere from the first round pick, number one overall, to a second round pick. And we're trying to get some insight onto both of these guys. Let's start with Travis Hunter. Gary, if you're an NFL head coach, you're thinking what for Travis positionally in the NFL?
Well, I think it depends on your needs, first of all. And one, he's a lockdown corner. Two, he's a receiver that just has instincts like I've never seen before. And I am not surprised at all that people will play him both ways. If you start him off at a corner, he's probably going to be your fourth or fifth receiver. If you start him off at a receiver, he's going to be your dime back. So it's, he's just so good that you got to find a way to play him. And, you don't have him for a long time, just a good time. And so you better take advantage of it. And I think he can play both ways. I don't think there's any question. He won't play as many snaps. I mean, it was his 166th snap of the game when he made a tackle against Baylor to win the game. So, he's just a freak from that standpoint. He's a unicorn, as everybody describes him. But I think it depends on your needs. And what you really want, but he can be a starter on either side of the ball.
Do you like him? Ball. Do you like him at one spot more than the other, Gary?
I don't think I do. I'll tell you, I don't see too many people make catches that he can make. And at the same time, I've seen him in man coverage intercept the ball that was thrown to somebody else's guy. So he just makes plays. He's just a unique player, and he's. The thing is, he wants to play both sides. So I think it comes down to your needs. He's a really good player, great player on either side, as far as I'm concerned.
Gary, we were just having the conversation about players when they go from high school to college, and then it's so rare in the pros that we even talk about somebody who's on both sides of the ball. But I got to believe that almost every kid you ever recruited probably could have played both sides of the ball because they did in high school. And then how important and how quickly do you think they need to make that decision? Or does the coaching staff make that decision when they get to a place like Northwestern or Colorado?
Well, I think the coaching staff makes that decision. What we would do with guys who could play on either side is we would play them on both sides during early camp. Mm-hmm. And then discuss them in the meeting. I remember we had Jordan Dizon, who nobody wanted me to take. And we went into the first couple of workouts, And I said, okay, where should we play Dizon? And everybody raised their hand, every position. I want Jordan Dizon. So you don't really know until you get him right there and watch him. And so I think you make your decision then. But you're right. We could have played a lot more guys both ways. And, you know, just nobody did it, so he didn't really think about it that much. But there's no question that there's guys that I look back now and wish I'd have played both ways.
Mm. Gary Barnes, former head coach at Colorado at Northwestern, now the color analyst on the Colorado Buffalo Radio Network. Shedeur Sanders looks like a guy who can play in the NFL, Gary. I don't think there's any question about that. But, boy, the evaluations on this kid are all over the place, and not just from his play but from his attitude. You know, somebody the other day called him brash and arrogant, which we said, thank you, we'll take that in a quarterback. But we've seen him go in number one. We've seen him drop into the end. First of all, what do you think of him as a quarterback at the pro level? Can he make that transition and be a productive pro?
I don't think there's any question. I don't think there's any question he can play at the NFL level. And, you know, one thing you got to look at, I think, is the kid's tough. I mean, 96 or 97 sacks in 2 years, and he's still walking. I mean, he played behind just two offensive lines that no one would sign up to play behind. And he held the ball too long trying to make plays. There's no question about it. But he can throw it. He can spin it. He's got great arm strength. He's got good touch. He's got good vision. You know, Pat Shurmur called his personality an heroic personality. I think that's probably a pretty good name for him. But you got to understand, that apple didn't fall far from the tree, so he's fairly confident. And, you know, he's a lot like his dad in that standpoint. And he does not lack confidence. And, you know, I don't know that I ever heard him say anything really bad. He took responsibility for things that were his fault, for sure. He always said the right thing, and I think it came across to his teammates that way. I think he's a bit aloof. I think he's no question a very, very confident guy. And a young guy, he's a four-year player now, so he hasn't had the benefit of a fifth year. So he's at that maturity point in his life where he, you know, we probably can't wait for him to get another 1 or 2 years under his belt. But he can play the game, and I know he's going to be a player in the league.
What's the difference? I love asking you this question because you've sat in that seat. What's the difference between confidence and arrogance?
Yeah, well, I think confidence falls into your teammates, and I think arrogance makes you aloof from your teammates. And I think he was a guy who's his teammates felt his confidence and felt that he was a confident player in what was called and what was going to happen. He was confident in them. So that's what I would say.
Gary, we hear his athleticism, and I keep thinking, wait a minute, he's Deion's son. He's got to be athletic. But we've heard knocks on his athleticism, his ability to run the football. Did you observe that? Or because in watching him, and you saw him all the time, we've seen him a little bit, he looks like he can handle himself getting out of the pocket and picking up some first downs and avoiding the rush. Can he do that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question he can. I don't think they didn't want him to do that for a living. You know, he's not an option quarterback. But he could turn a bad play into a good play. Now, you know, he's not Michael Vick and he's not some other guys. But his job, as he knows, is to get first downs and to throw the football. His job wasn't to run, and so he did it when he had to. And there's times that they did call quarterback runs that he was very effective on. Not very many did they call, but he was usually effective on those plays. And so you're not drafting because he's a running quarterback. You're drafting because he's got really good vision, good arm strength, and the fact that he's very accurate.
Gary Barnett's joining us. He's the color analyst on the Colorado Buffalo Radio Network and, of course, the former head coach at Colorado and at Northwestern. This is being called a poor quarterback class. And Anytime I hear stuff like that, Gary, I just think, okay, well, it only takes one or two guys to bust out and be pretty good. Do you think Shadur is a kid that could become a guy who makes this, you know, makes that jump and can just within a year or so become the guy who, yep, without question, we have our franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I agree that the quarterback class is weak. I don't know if it's poor, but it's weak. You know, you're really just looking at two or three guys out there. I think everybody else is a dark horse, but, you know, that's where you find guys, too, sometimes. But I would say, and you know, the fact that there's only two, I think that probably has enabled a little bit of that cockiness that everybody sees. You know, if there were eight guys fighting for the number one spots, he might take it on a little bit differently. But he's sitting there with only two guys fighting for the first two quarterback picks. And right. So he probably carries himself a little bit differently.
Just talk about Deion here for a second, because yesterday, Jeff, we had Mike Florio on. And Mike Florio said something I thought was really interesting based on the fact that, you know, Deion had alluded to the fact that if he did go coach in the NFL, it would be to coach his kid, right? Is that – and then Mike went, well, if you're a head coach – and things don't go right, are you signing your own exit ticket to wherever you are in the NFL? Just your thoughts on Deion and maybe that transition for him to becoming an NFL head coach out of Colorado.
Well, I think it's – I don't see that happening. Okay. I just don't. I think Deion still has a lot to learn about X's and O's. You know, most of your NFL guys are gurus. They're either an offensive guru or a defensive guru. They're not out there to recruit. They don't have to do that. They're not out there to create, be the face of the program like you do in college. It's a completely different scenario. And what Deion does is really good at the college level. He would have to totally probably change how he does things and how he approaches things. I mean, he'd have to become a guru on offense or defense, I think, in order to make that transition. And I don't know that he wants. I don't know if that's his nature. I don't know if that's really who he wants to be. And so when I hear all those discussions, that's pretty much what I say, is that I just think he's not a guru. Not saying he can't be. I'm just saying he's not a guru now. Yet he is so noticeable and so present and such a figurehead. And he's done very few things wrong at Colorado. And so colleges need that. You have to have that at college because it's completely different. It's not the business that the NFL is. And so I think he's very suited for what he's doing right now.
Gary Barnett joining us. Gary, last thing, and with your work with the radio network and as a former coach, I would think that you're looking at the two Buffaloes who are here visiting the Browns today in Hunter and Sanders and thinking, okay, they've got to make a nice impression. It's the number two pick. There's a lot of money. If you're the Browns, what would you want to ask those guys? What would you want to hear from Travis Hunter and Shadur Sanders?
Well, I think in the NFL, it's about really how much do you love the game? How much do you really love this game? Both of them have endured and seen enough through Deion and through Deion's associates to handle the star power, to handle all the glitz and glory that comes with it. I think it comes down to how much do you really love this game, or do you love what it brings you? And I think that's the difference.
Great to have you with us, Gary. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
You bet, guys. Great being with you.
Gary Barnett, former coach at Colorado, former coach at Northwestern, and, of course, from the Colorado Buffalo Radio Network.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.